Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Father's Day. If you have been given the role of father, then you will be encouraged today as you are reminded of God's standards in His Word and how He will give you the wisdom and strength to accomplish the task set before you. And you will be happy as you look back and see God's fingerprints on your life as He has used you in the lives of your children and those who look to you as the father figure in their life. And you can rest assured that blessings will come in the future as God, your Heavenly Father, works in you and through you in time to come as He is faithful to give you a future and a hope. Instructions for fathers and their children. We begin with Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. 1 Peter 3. You husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. Malachi 4. Remember to obey the law of Moses, my servant, all the decrees and regulations that I gave him on Mount Sinai for all Israel. Look, I'm sending you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord arrives. His preaching will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. Proverbs 19. Fathers can give their sons an inheritance of houses and wealth, but only the Lord can give an understanding wife. There are times when you need the wisdom of Solomon, that is, when you ask God. James 1. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Take time to be holy. Spend time in God's Word and prayer. Ephesians, 1st chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Folks, we can see many comparisons in Scripture between God as our Heavenly Father and our fathers here on earth. We should praise the Father for His good deeds and earthly fathers for theirs. Our Heavenly Father is forgiving, and fathers should forgive others even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Our Heavenly Father feeds us, meets our material needs. As fathers, we should work hard to meet the needs of our families and those around us. Our Heavenly Father knows all our needs. Fathers should watch out for the needs of others. Our Heavenly Father gives us good things when we ask. When our family asks, always give them the best. Our Heavenly Father knows those who are His. work hard to really know your family. Our Heavenly Father has a special place in His heart for children. Love your children and don't frustrate them or provoke them to anger. God's discipline is always good for us. As fathers, we should discipline with instruction and in love. No matter how good or bad your father has treated you, God has used him in your life as one of the factors he uses to conform you to his image. We're told in Romans 8:28-29 that it's all good because it is being used by God in our lives. And be thankful for the absolute perfect Father, our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that he gave his only Son to purchase our salvation, saving us from sin and making a way that we can spend eternity in heaven with him, our Father. To all the fathers listening today, please know that you are loved. For those blessed to still have a father figure in your life, praise God for him and pray for him. Honor and respect him for his place in your life and in this world.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.